But other than that, you know, it's mostly Fatty's fault because he's like talking to Larry from the kitchen. So yesterday, that'll probably be like leveled and no one will get that. But, you know, he's like in a different room talking to Larry. So that's most of it. But yeah, I am enjoying the various escapades.
The very escapades.
Yeah.
The escapades.
Of Larry Vader.
Little Fatty Cast.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
But yeah, I do. I am enjoying Fatty's talking from the kitchen.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4586. BFO for Monday, the 8th of
September
2025. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend, which included a kitchen calamity. Big Fatty. Hello, 2 weekers. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're 2 weekers. Actually, you're less than 2 weekers because, y'all, it's less than 2 weeks before Burkhardt and Granny and the Nip and Flo are headed to Rat World. And y'all, it seems like I've been planning this forever. Big Fatty, it's been months, but y'all, it's all about to pay off. Yes, Big Fatty. And it's going to be fun, and I hope you enjoy hearing about our escapades. Big Fatty, are you going to be in the kitchen? I don't think so. Well, Crooked Hat likes it when you have escapades in the kitchen. Well, there was an escapade in the kitchen this weekend. Yes, Big Fatty.
Oh, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Dear Gussie, y'all, today, the 8th of
September,
we have a very important anniversarium. Y'all visited these fine men almost a year ago, and Big Fatty, it seems like it may have been two. Well, I think it's just a year, but anyway, y'all took a trip to the great northern expanse, the 49th state.
Forget you, darling.
In the Union. I am talking about my trip to Alaska last October. And that's where I visited with that Tim in Alaska and his husband, Brian. Y'all, it's the first time I met Brian. And y'all, we had a lovely, just a lovely visit. And y'all, today is their anniversary. And Big Fatty, we love Tim and Brian. We do indeed. So y'all, if you see Tim and Alexa or Brian, wish them happy anniversary.
Happy, 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 happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
Yeah, I see y'all. I think it was an e-letter. It may have been a testimonium. I don't remember. But y'all, it says, Arberg Ready, make sure you go check the ham map. And y'all, I've been over there to that. Y'all, for some reason, I've stopped getting messages when people join the ham map. Big Fatty Crooked Hat is sick. Do not put that on him. Well, this has been going on for a while. But anyway, and y'all, for some reason, I can't look at the list of everybody or anything anymore. But y'all, we have a new entry, a new pin over there on the ham map. Y'all, you can go over to the BFO and click join the ham map right up there at the top. And you can add yourself. It makes Big Fatty very happy when people join the Ham Map, just like our newest pin, which goes to Lori Warbucks. Big Fatty, we love Lori Warbucks. We do indeed. So y'all, get up and go pin the tail on Big Fatty. Big Fatty. Yeah, because, y'all, we're having a thunderstorm right now here in Fat Acres. Y'all, it's just, it's the boomers. Yes, Big Fatty. Okay, boomer. Y'all, y'all, I got a message on the Apple clock saying rain will be stopping soon. Y'all, it hadn't started. And about the time it said it was going to be stopping, it started. So I think they just sent the wrong message that it was starting. But y'all, it's coming down out there. And the auxiliary rat had predicted this. But anyway, y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the full right little show. And Vader. Old Vader, he came by the villa after he finished up at the coal mine. I was thinking that I might reinstall the old IMAX information onto the new MacBook computer. Because I wasn't getting messages and notifications and all. And he says, oh, Big Fatty, you've just got it set up wrong. And so, y'all, he came over, and sure enough, I had it set up wrong. I didn't do anything. It came over like that, so I wouldn't know how to fix it. And y'all, still some things are still not quite right, but it's good enough for right now. And y'all, I have a workaround and all, but... Yeah, it was a little bit longer visit than I think Vader was anticipating. But anyway, he also helped me with the instructions on how to wipe the hard drive on the IMAX, and so we did that, and then he headed on home. And y'all, then it was time for the Big Brother. And y'all, it was the live eviction show, and they had the battle back. Or whatever, the Blockbuster or whatever, and it was Vinny, and it was Mickey, and it was Morgan that was still on the block, and y'all, it was one of those things where they, you know, sometimes they put $1 bills in it, plexiglass tube. And you try to grab all the ones. Well, this had balls in it, and they had to, all different colors. And you had to grab the balls and put them in the tube to match the colors on the tube. And y'all, Vinny won, and he came off the block. And it was Ashley. It wasn't Morgan. Ashley and Mickey were on. Yeah, because Ashley made a you know what of herself. It came down to the vote, and y'all, Mickey was sent to Rat World, Big Fatty, and y'all, she was shocked, she just knew everybody loved her, except they didn't, and so they got rid of her, and bye-bye, Mickey, but y'all, the big news of Thursday evening, y'all, I was sitting down to get ready to watch the Big Rap, and y'all, I put in a bag of the microwave popcorn that I like, the Black Jewel. Y'all, it popped, but it didn't feel like it popped all of the kernels, and sometimes that happens, and that's it's left more kernels than normal here recently. And so I poured some of it. What I do is I pop it all, and then I pour some of it in the bowl, and then I melt butter in a little dish, and I pour part of that butter in on top of it, and then I put the rest of the popcorn and put the rest of the butter on top of that, and then shake it around, put some salt on it and everything. Well, y'all, I went to put butter in the radar range, and y'all, it was like, and I'm like, something's not quite right. And sure enough, I took it out and I tried it again. So y'all, the radar range over the stovetop has gone to glory. Gone to glory, I tell you. But y'all, I still had this little dish with the butter in it, and I said, "Well, how am I gonna get my butter?" Y'all, I went into the bathroom and I used the hair dryer. Now, y'all, I know that sounds like something the Nip would do, but I wanted my butter on my popcorn. So, y'all, I melted the butter with the hair dryer. But y'all, the difference is when you take the dish out of the radar range, y'all, it's not hot. But when you pick up the dish that you've melted the butter with the hair dryer, y'all, it's hot. And so I didn't burn myself, but it was like, oh! And anyway, I got me a pot holder and poured the butter and you enjoyed the popcorn. But y'all, it's gone to glory. So, the Frigidaire, it was nearing end of life. Well, radar range has seen the meat. It has gone to glory. And so anyway, y'all, after the Big Brother, I slept like a baby. Got up on a Friday morning, and y'all, I had my breakfast, did my puzzles, read the paper, and then I was off to get a hair cut, because y'all, I needed my hairs cut, because you know we've got the big trip to the Metropolis Inner Demon Complex this week for the leather event. It'd be Granny and Durwood and I, and Cora Beth's gonna meet us over there, and I wanted to get my hairs cut, and my favorite barber works on Friday. And so, y'all, I just went on up there. There were like four people ahead of me, but y'all, it all worked out that she already had someone in her chair, and it worked out that the other folks ahead of me all went to different barbers before it was her time to get a new client. So I was her next person. So y'all, the timing worked out perfect. Y'all, life is so much better when you get your hairs cut, at least for Big Fatty. So y'all, from there, y'all are headed to the Lowells. And y'all, I had done a little research on the Consumer Reports. And y'all, I went because I want to look at the radar ranges before I make a purchase, and just to see if they had, you know, what it looks like, and if the keypad is easy to understand and all. So y'all, I did buy another General Electric radar range, but y'all, I decided to get one with a little bit higher capacity than the one I have, because you know sometimes you can put like a casserole dish or something like that in there, and it gets caught and it won't turn all the way around. So I got the 1.9 cubic foot radar range, but y'all, it was not in stock, so it will be in stock. It's going to be delivered to the store. It said on the 23rd of
September.
But y'all, I'll be at Rat World then, and I did opt for the installation, because y'all, I'm to the point in life where no, I'm not going to do it myself. And I didn't want to ask my neighbors anything. They would have been happy to do it, but it wasn't going to be in stock until the 23rd anyway. So the installer will go by and pick it up, and they'll call me as it gets closer to the time, and we'll set up an appointment, and I'll have them come out. But so anyway, I've got a couple of weeks here without a radar range, and y'all, you don't realize how much you use it until you don't have it. Yes, Big Fatty, it's kind of like your sense, good common sense. You don't know how much you need it until it's gone. Well, it's gone. And that all got done. And I'm pleased with y'all. It was on sale. That's all in process right now. Another reason it didn't bother me that much is because we'll be at the Hara Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of this week, and then the following week, you know, we're getting ready for Rat World, and we've got the Beauty and the Beast program, and that's going to be on Thursday the 18th. Y'all, our normal time is Sundays, the Sunday matinee, but y'all, that's on the 21st, and we'll be down at Rat World. We'll be in Jacksonville picking up Flo then, so traded the tickets for the 18th, so we'll be able to see the dancing China and Gaston. Oh yes, Big Fatty Gaston. Oh, he's so dreamy, he is. And y'all, I came back here to the villa after ordering I ordered it back here at the villa. I did that, and y'all, then I packaged up the IMAX in the, gonna send it back to get cash money added to my charger plate for it, and so I packed it all up, and I took it up to the Federal's Express office, because that's who the Apple Snack folks had sent the kit to return it. They were the chosen carrier, and I took that up there and dropped that off. And y'all, well, I'm just gonna have to finish the weekend tomorrow. Oh, dear, I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday, y'all. Let's see, y'all. I'm having lunch today with a couple of friends from the theater. Big Fatty, the ballet theater? No, this is the regular theater that we perform together and work together on several different little shows on stage. And so we're getting together and going to the Outback for lunch today. Big Fatty, it sounds blooming fun. It does indeed. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Mix and Crooked Hat. I hope you're feeling better. And is there anything that would make you feel better?
But yeah, I do. I am enjoying Fatty's hawking from the kitchen.
Oh, well, I'll talk from the kitchen right now. If it'll make you feel better, I hope you're better anyway.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.